This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We know that the Aroin was Noiseis Noisav, which means, even though it looked like people were holding on to the poles and carrying the Aroin, there was a phenomenon that the people weren't really carrying the Aroin. The Aroin was carrying them. It looked like they were carrying the Ark, but miraculously the Ark was lifting them up. They were just there to be mechabed the Aroin. The Chassam Sofer quotes his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, that the poles of the Aroin represent those who support the Torah, the Machzikei HaTorah. One of the greatest zuchusim in this world is to give money to support Torah. Torah is our most valuable commodity, and if one has the merit to support the Torah, what could be a greater zuchus? Now, someone who is well-to-do, someone who has resources, may think, hey, I'm supporting the Torah. I'm holding up the Torah. This young man, this yeshiva, they're functional because of me, because of the money that I give them. I'm holding them up. No, says Rav Nosson Adler. The same way the poles of the Aroin were not needed to hold up the Aroin. The Aroin held up those who were holding it. Likewise, those who support the Torah, they're not holding up the Torah. The Torah is holding them up. Story goes, Reb Leib Gorowitz would say over from Reb Lazer Gordon. Reb Lazer Gordon was a Talmud of Reb Yisrael Salanter, and he was offered various positions in Rabbonus that he declined, and his father-in-law did not want him to accept any positions in Rabbanos. And his wife said, you know, you should let him accept a position. How many families could we support? He needs a job. Could we continue to support him? And he would say, do you think we're supporting him by giving him money? He's supporting us. When we give him the money, he is upholding us. And sure enough, when ultimately Rav Lazer Gordon did have to accept a position in Rabbanus, on that very day, his father-in-law came home from Shachris and collapsed. And his mother-in-law cried out, "Oi, oi, I killed you. I should have listened to you." From here we see that if someone has the merit to support the Torah, it is not he who is holding up the Torah. It is the Torah that is holding him up. The greatest investment you could make, is to support Liman HaTorah. Then the Torah will elevate you, uphold you, and hold you up. L'netzach netzachem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.